Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. I've been waiting 7 days to get behind the silver microphone just to say hi to everyone. And hi, welcome to Auto World.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio.
Thank you for turning on the radio and all our great AW Auto World affiliate family there, all the great affiliates we have, radio stations growing. Coast to coast, we are nationwide. I'm proud to say that. And, of course, on GCNlive.com, we have friends over in Australia. Thank you for listening. And across the pond, it's what it's all about. And that means that whenever Auto World gets another radio Auto World affiliate, radio station, I have more friends, part of the family to help and to help them with your car, your truck, your rototiller, your dirt bike, your snowmobile, your golf cart, whatever it might be. So let's start this hour off with saying hi to all of you. Good to have all of you along. New affiliates, of course. Absolutely. I salute you for taking on the world. And I'm very proud to help all of you. In fact, many, many years, 47 years now, doing automotive repair, installing tires, learning as I go, and keep learning. When you live it all your life, which I have, you tend to... Oh, I've heard that noise already. Yeah, I've heard that noise a billion times. So don't think for 1 minute that you know, if you're going into a repair shop, look for the little ASE Blue Star. That's Automotive Service Excellence. That's the certification that we hope that the independent repair shops and the dealers have their technicians, their mechanics. They have to be qualified. You have to look for that. But look for also, if you can, I call it like looking in a fishbowl. You know, the Honda dealership where I'm broadcasting from, right here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho. The Honda dealership literally has a waiting room, as you know. You've been there before in your dealership. They have the window. You can look out through the fishbowl, I call it, through the window to see the technicians and how clean the shop is and how are they smiling, screaming, cussing? What are they doing? Well, look at the age, folks. Look at the age of the person. Because, as you know, did you know everything you know at the age you are today compared to when you first started your journey? No. So you learn more and more every day. So that's one of the my Auto World tips is the age of a technician, the longer you're in it, the more you've already heard that noise. You've been there, done that. And you can get the job fixed faster, quicker, too. Now, yes, the technician makes pretty good money. Because like the other day, I did a full brake job on an automobile, and I've been there, done that so many times, I knew exactly what tools I needed. I grabbed them, and I went for it, and I got the job done. I knew which bolt to undo first, second, third, etc. Now, a newcomer to that knows how to do the brake job. They're safe. They know what they're doing. They're younger. They just don't know exactly, oh, this is the breaker bar I need, that 3-foot breaker bar to undo that caliper bolt, things like that. Do they even have that breaker bar in their toolbox? Remember, redbarontools.com. Go check out that rotating, uplifting toolbox. It's octagon shape. They're awesome. It goes with you under the hood when you fix your car. I think I just sold about a billion of them. They're probably going to be sold out now. That's okay. They're not a sponsor of the show. It's redbarontools.com. It's a red... It's like an engine stand. It's the octagon toolbox on the top of this engine stand, but the toolbox that's on the engine stand goes up and down, folks. Of course, if I'm working on a diesel truck, it's higher than a car, so I can just hit the button, and this whole entire Red Baron toolbox goes up and brings the tools to me. I rotate it. It spins like that Lazy Susan on your dining room table that we all used to have. As kids, we did spin that Lazy Susan so fast that Mom and Dad screamed at us, and the salt and pepper shaker, of course, flipped off, and we spilled everything on the Lazy Susan on the table. Okay, now this is Auto World. This is not a cooking show. Well, we're going to cook some stuff right now. This hour, from CES, Consumer Electronics Show out of Las Vegas this last week, the 18-foot-long passhole. What is it? Head over to our Facebook page. You'll see it. Well, you kind of get an idea. We're going to be talking about a new truck. A new truck that has a passhole. Besides that, folks, coming up, about this truck, you can walk it like you walk your dog. And also, bye-bye B-pillar. We're going to be talking about that this hour of Auto World. We're going to be going into the email bag that's to the left of me. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in charge of the email bag. He's in the house. Thank you, Eddie. And we're going to have the celebration right here on Auto World of the 46th consecutive year of this manufacturer. And I know it's golf cart time, isn't it? Yes, it is. Because it's getting cold. It is cold out there. A lot of us aren't golfing. Some of you in the warmer climates are golfing. But are you driving your golf cart on the public streets to get to tee off the golf ball on hole one there at the clubhouse? I've got some very interesting stats for you. Golf cart tests coming up. Things are changing in that world, too. That's why we're going to be talking about it. Their BEV sales are up 47%. Who is it? BEV, what's that stand for? We're going to be talking about that, too. But most of all, thank you for being here. You are the star of the show. I want to hear from you through the phone. Pick up the cell phone, use a microphone, say hello. Think about those questions you have. Should I or should I not sell my used car? Should I trade it in or should I sell it myself? Where do I sell it? Questions like, I have a smell, I have a noise. Mark, do I need to wash it myself? Do the automatic car washes destroy my paint job? Yeah, you know, I've got some stories there, too, on wiper blades getting ripped off. How about that antenna on that F1 Ford pickup truck, huh? Did it get wound up in the little cloth brush on the automatic car wash and put dents on your hood and your door and your top and your roof and your camper shell and da-da-da-da-da? Oh, yeah, you say you did have that problem. Okay. Just questions like that. Right here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. Phone number. 855-660-4261. You folks that are listening to us on a delayed station on Monday or Tuesday or Thursday during lunchtime there, hey, you're going to call that number and not get anybody because you're delayed at a different time slot. Use the email, please. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Now, stump the chump is what we call that. I'm the chump. You stump me, please, by sending me an email concerning what's going on with your car. You got a problem. And I know you do. I know that, in fact, you've had it to two or three shops. You've got two or three opinions, and you're still completely confused, and you don't know what's going on. Email me. Eddie, the engine emailer right here in the house, he is going to pull that email out because he's going to say, hey, that's the stump the chump type of email. Mark Evans will never figure it out. He puts those in the email bag. And I get to all of them. Now, I'm guaranteeing you all of this right now. If you haven't heard from me, you're going to hear from me. All of you are going to hear from me. We're going to get all of you fixed by Tuesday. And if I have to, and again, you can send me through email your phone number. I'll call you direct. Or if you'd like me to just call your dealer or your independent repair shop and talk to them direct about your car, I'll represent you. There's no cost, folks. And one thing we find here with that, I tell them I'm representing you. They have your car in there, the 1999 or the 2012, 2020, 17, whatever brand, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, wherever you're at. And I instantly get a great response from them. They want to work with me. I ask them, first thing I say, please send me a photo of the area that you're working on, please, so we can look at what you can see right there. I can see it, and you also can see it. And I've got to say, we've helped a lot of people get things fixed and repaired correctly, and that's what it's about. Keep money in your back pocket. Financial show, yes it is, in the auto repair industry. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here from the Auto World Plaza. We're going to come back. The Black Ghost story coming up.
Gonna tell you when. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, if there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles, and I ask him if those fucking songs tell about a life like his, he said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive. life. Keep my mind on my load. Keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at five. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
We do spend a lot of time in our automobiles, sitting and waiting. The stoplight time period is about almost 4 minutes on an average throughout where we are, our audience is, where you folks are sitting and coast to coast. That's a lot of time spent. And aren't you happy and you know, really excited to have all those creature features in your automobile? Air-conditioned seats in the summer, heated seats in the winter. Just, I call them creature features. It's good to have. One of the features that we all have, well, here's a little history about it. When Chevrolet introduced the first car radio in 1922, costing a whopping $200. Folks, a radio in 1922 costing $200. Many of the safety agencies back in that day believed the radio was distracting and sought to ban them from cars, figuring that they're distracting. A 1922 Chevrolet with a radio, $200. That person was quite wealthy in order to have that car, 1922. Now, it's time for that story. We're going to hear in a little bit. We're going to get to the pass hole, so stay tuned for that. That story is about a pass hole, so get ready. But right now, it's time for the story about the Black Ghost. Have you ever heard about the Black Ghost, the historic street racing legend called the Black Ghost? It's up for sale, going to be up for sale, in at Mecum Car Auctions. It's the legendary 1970 Dodge Hemi Challenger RTSE, known as the Black Ghost. In the Detroit street racing scene of the 1970s. It was unveiled today, literally this weekend, at Mecum. The auction, which is the world's largest collector car auction, literally they have seems like they have an auction every single week. The story behind the Black Ghost, though. Godfrey Quails, a Detroit police officer by day and a mysterious street drag racer by night, he dominated the Motor City power scene with his black 1970 Dodge Hemi Challenger RTSE. Well, he was adorned with the gator green roof treatment and white tail stripe on that car and powered by a 426 Hemi engine. After serving the Army's 82nd Airborne Division, Godfrey ordered the car new at Reno Brothers Dodge in Detroit, Motor City, oh yeah, with it arriving on December 5th, 1969. He put it to good use, rumbling to local hangouts, including the famed Woodward Avenue and Telegraph Road, ready to trounce any contender with his car, with a win secured every time. The pair, the car and him, would then disappear into the darkness for weeks and months at a time. The vanishing of Quail's Dodge Challenger earned it the name, the nickname, Black Ghost. In 1975, with numerous victories to his name, he achieved a legend status. The Black Ghost again went off the grid. However, this time it was gone from the Michigan streets for decades. Godfrey went silent too, neither sharing stories nor boasting of his victories in the Black Ghost. That left his son Gregory to learn of his dad's midnight Mopar racing episodes from family and friends. That changed in 2014 when Godfrey invited Gregory to his house. The pair went to the garage, uncovered the black Dodge Hemi Challenger RT, and spent the afternoon cleaning the classic gym. However, the new bonding time would soon be cut short when Godfrey's prostate cancer returned in 2015 and made its way into his bones by December of that year. He was hospitalized and fighting for his life with days to live. Godfrey requested his son retrieve a special envelope from his home and bring it to the hospital. Inside was the car's paperwork, and after 46 years of ownership, Godfrey signed ownership of his beloved Black Ghost over to Gregory. The Black Ghost, a 1970 Challenger. The Black Ghost is going up, went up for sale and did sell. We're going to have more information about that coming your way. That's the history of the Black Ghost. And you know what? You get right down to it, and that the nuts and the bolts of any story is true. This is a true story. This is a heartfelt story. And there's one thing about automobiles that we have. Some of you do have an automobile probably like that and have a story behind it. I have two, et cetera, stories about these automobiles that I own that I've had forever. Excuse me, forever. And I really do would love to hear your story behind the car, where you purchased it, how much you paid for it. Did you pay $200 for a radio back in 1922? Oh, how much did your radio cost? Was it an ad on your automobile? Your story. Share it with us. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio, that's one word. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Remember, you can follow me on Facebook. Messenger, thank you. Appreciate it. Message me on Facebook Messenger. Instagram is Auto World Media. And the podcast, just Google Auto World Mark Evans. We also have the website, Auto World Media. More to come there, autoworldmedia.com. Well, I'm on LinkedIn, too, by the way. So you're more than welcome to join me there. I definitely would love you to join me there. Now, that's one brand, but another brand is celebrating its 46th consecutive year as being America's top-selling truck. Do you know what the brand is? Who is it? Ford F-Series. That's right. Let's give them a hand. 46th consecutive year. Ford F-150. Getting to the top isn't easy, as we all know. It's hard work. Now, Ford, they did it. Ford announced that they are celebrating its F-Series for its 46th straight year as America's best-selling truck in this last year in 2022. They sold over 640,000 F-Series trucks 1 year, which calculates to approximately one truck purchased every 49 seconds, folks. Every 49 seconds, Ford is selling an F-150. Oh, there went another one. Sold, sold, sold. An F-150 to every F-1550 sold last year and lined up them bumper to bumper. The end result would be a line that would cover 2,400 miles. Wow. Here's the distance. That would be a distance between Detroit and Los Angeles. That's a lot of trucks. A lot of F-150s. We'll be right back after a short word secret sauce from our sponsors, local and nationwide. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden making his first appearance to the U.S. southern border since taking office. At his first stop after landing in Texas, the president met with Border Patrol officials and received a briefing at the Bridge of America's port of entry. He's expected to spend several hours on the ground before heading to Mexico City. Two adults, three children are dead of a apparent murder-suicide in High Point, North Carolina. Neighbors, including this woman, were left in shock.
This neighborhood is pretty quiet for the most part. Kids are outside playing. Everybody's getting along. Really wouldn't expect to hear anything of this magnitude
in this neighborhood. So it's very sad and unfortunate for the families.
Hundreds of supporters of the former president of Brazil have stormed the National Congress building. They're refusing to accept the latest election results in support of the leftist opposition. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There goes my tire budget. Whee! All that money for tires at all times. Too much go pedal. Well, it is time, folks, right here on Auto World. Good to have you back. Of course, riding shotgun with me and having the radio on. Or listening to us on an app. Thank you. Appreciate that. Pass hole. I said it right. I said it's a pass hole. 18-foot long pass hole. What is it? Well, at CES this last week, Consumer Electronics Show, the Ram pickup. They exposed a concept truck that's not, it's a concept. That means it's not available yet. There's quite a few options here on this Ram pickup. One is the rear bulkhead. The rear bulkhead is attached as a midgate. Now, a midgate. Chevrolet came out with a midgate first. Now, a midgate is a four-door pickup truck. You have the back window, of course, so the air and the wind doesn't hit you, of course, but there's a gate underneath that window. That's what it is. It's called a midgate. You have the tailgate because it's in the very back of the truck, but a midgate is in the middle behind the second row seats. Now, new to us all, Ram did it. This midgate is all power. With the touch of a button, it goes down. Where Chevrolet, it was manual. You put that down for some really long cargo. You put and open the tailgate that are barn doors from left to right. Put the tailgate left and right. You put down the other tailgate, and you have a pass-through slot that lets you load long items all the way into the front trunk. It's an electric truck. BEV. It's called the Revolution. So they gave all of us media people a little view of it there in CES. So the pass hole, it's 18 feet long. It lets the Revolution carry items up to 18 feet long from the front trunk, because there's no engine, it's electric, all the way through where you're sitting, all the way to the back, through a narrow enough passageway between the seats to haul, of course, as you know, maybe you have some pipes you want to haul, maybe you have, you know, some long lumber to haul. Yeah, it's called the pass hole. Now, I've got on our Facebook page, Miles gets this on my Facebook page, Mark Evans Facebook page. He says it's time for a truck width/length restrictions. Enough already. Miles, thank you for getting us on Facebook. They're getting longer, aren't they? They are. Absolutely. Now, this Ram, folks, the Revolution, here's the range. Approximately in 10 minutes with the 800-volt DC fast charging, it can charge up to 350 kilowatts. Fast. No time. They're like right now. Now, another feature here, I was talking about the dog. You can walk it like a dog. What's this all about? It's not a gimmick. Nope. This all-new Ram, the BEV truck, you can actually tell it. It's literally can walk. You don't have to drive it. You do not have to drive it. You can just literally walk next to it while it does its own moving forward, like walking your dog. Now, no price levels have been announced. There's so many. I would like all of you. I could spend 2 hours talking about this truck because there's so many features. Movie night for six in this truck. That's right. There's an exterior projector, folks. Literally. The truck, it's a BEV. Again, the Stellantis Ram, they say that this has the cabin mirrors, front edge light signature, the lighting, the dash. It has the screens. There's no more buttons to mess with and touch, as we're all familiar with the button thing. The infotainment system uses a stacked pair of big 14.2-inch screens. I remember when I grew up with a 19-inch television that was black and white. This has a pair of them, 14.2-inch screens, for you to know what this truck... That's where you touch to get your things you like to work. Now, when you put it in reverse, this is all new too, this for Ram. When you put it in reverse, the screens show a 360-degree view around the truck. So you can see everything around you. I think that's a great feature. It has a heads-up display that's up on the windshield, of course. The oblong octagon steering wheel. That's right, oblong octagon steering wheel gives you, the driver, a few thumb buttons to control, but everything else is voice activated. It reacts during hands-free, of course. Autonomous driving is in it. No more driving if you don't want to drive it. The B-pillar, say goodbye to the B-pillar. It's done and over with. What is the B-pillar? It has, like the old Lincoln Town Cars, no beep, you know, the rear door was a suicide door, which it was hinged in the back and it would open up in the front. The B-pillar, the A-pillar is the one that's coming down that your front door is hinged to. That's the A-pillar. The next pillar back would be the B-pillar. This has no B-pillar. Coach-style, pillarless doors open to reveal the seating for four. Of course, the saloon-style doors is what they're calling them. It's amazing. Again, we could talk forever about how they designed it, why they designed it. One thing that I think is nice, they've designed the seats where you can move the seats in different configurations with inside the cabin for what you need, to grab and load up and go. Horsepower range under wraps up. This horsepower thing is a BEV. It's all electric. The truck does have a 15 degrees of four-wheel steering. Four-wheel steering. 15 degrees. Yep. So there's all-wheel drive. It's powered by two electric modules. All-wheel drive, four-wheel steering, where that means where your conventional car that you and I drive, we grab the steering wheel that's round. We turn it, and we only are turning the front wheels, where this brand-new BEV Ram has 15 degrees of the back wheels turn also to make the truck turn quicker. They're not classifying it as a crab walk like the Hummer has. A crab walk goes sideways like a crab moves. It steers, I was induced with that four-wheel steering with Chevrolet back in 2000, and it was no different. What I'm saying is that I didn't have to think how to go around the corner and figure out, you know, when you're towing something with a trailer, you have to say, oh, swing wide, so the trailer tires do not hit the curb, or you standing there on the side of the curb. This just turned quicker, so it makes it more handling to it. You know, it's amazing that this is coming our way. This is a concept. That means that there's no VIN number on it yet, but they did debut it at CES this last week and showed everyone of what they're up to. And so, you know, it gives us, all of us, did we hoop and holler? Yes, absolutely. But, oh yeah, just wait for it to come to the market, huh? When I get prices, I'll let you know. When we come back, it's time to go into the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's sitting in the house with the email bag. He says, let's get to the emails. We are when we return right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Sit back, relax, which you are. Thank you. I'll be doing the driving. Got a little time left here on the third hour of Auto World. Good to have you along. Now let's get to some more trivia. Folks, electric cars are not new. In 1900, 38% of the cars were electric. Talking electric, their BEV sales are up 47%. Who is it? Audi. Audi, A-U-D-I. That's right. In 2022, Audi BEV sales were up 47% year over year. From 7,360 deliveries to the end of the year at 186,875. Wowza. Now, Audi was awarded the most... well, top safety pick in the American Awards in 2022 also. I know, do you have an Audi or an Innie? You got an Audi. I know you do. They're doing well. From yesteryears of when I first started working on Audis back in the 70s till today, that car manufacturer has changed to the point of no return. Talk about, no wonder they're up 47% year over year sales. I have customers that have Audis. There's a few quirks with them. We got a little oil leak here, a little oil leak there that has to be taken care of. But what automobile doesn't have a little quirk, huh? Congratulations, Audi. It is time. Eddie says, grab the email bag. Here it is. Thank you. Let's get to the email bag. Pull one out. Sorry about that. Oh, yep, there's one. Okay, got it. We got one. Got a good email here. Oh, boy, we got a long one. Oh, gosh, okay, awesome. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I welcome your emails whenever you have a problem or a question, and or please just say hello to me. And Eddie will take it and get it over to me. Let's do it. This one I can read on the air here. And this is awesome. Oh, my goodness. It says here, Mark, you can read my email on air. Hopefully it will help others. Thank you for stating that. And it always does. And that's one reason why I like to pull an email out of the email bag and do it public here behind the microphone, silver microphone, coast to coast, and help everybody else. Awesome. First time emailer, long time listener. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I have a 2015 Jeep Wrangler Sierra Edition. She has 110,000 miles on it now. The reason for my email is I'm wondering about preventive maintenance. I have done nothing on it except for new battery and changing oil. Is it time? Should I replace spark plugs? Maybe a transmission flush? What other service jobs do you recommend? I'm planning on keeping it for at least another 4 years or 5 years. Thank you for your knowledge, Crystal, listening in San Jose, California, on KSCO. Well, awesome. Hey, let's do a shout-out to the folks in San Jose on KSCO AM 1080. That's Red Hot News Talk, KSCO AM 1080. Santa Cruz, Stockton, San Jose, and everyone in between and around, thank you. Appreciate it. Crystal, thanks for bringing us down into San Jose. Beautiful area right there. I fly into San Jose to head down, grab a car, and drive down to Pebble Beach when Pebble Beach Week is rocking and rolling. And, Crystal, you're not too far away from, Laguna Seca Raceway. Love it. I love the car week. It's actually probably 2 weeks there for Pebble Beach and all. And go down to Carmel and be a beautiful little town. Thanks, Crystal. And, that's a great, great question. Absolutely. You're doing it right. Thank you for mentioning the 110,000 miles on it, and thank you for telling all of us that you haven't really done a lot. Now, yes, it is time for spark plugs at 110,000. I do know that a lot of you are thinking, well, the manufacturer says my plugs will go 100,000 miles. Yes and no. No. I like to have spark plugs replaced on automobiles at 85,000. Done, period. They spark crisper, cleaner, and you don't have the carbon buildup then. You do need a transmission service, Crystal, not a flush. The difference is the service, the technicians pull the transmission pan off of the bottom of the transmission and pull the filter out and throw it away and put a new filter in there. At the same time, they clean the magnet that's in the pan. They clean the plant pan that's got sewage in it, sludge in it, literally. And then at that time, they leave the pan off and ask them to go ahead and hook up the lines at the transmission lines at the radiator, turn the machine on, which flushes all the sewage out the cooler right there at the radiator, through the radiator, on the transmission side of the radiator, out the hoses, down the hoses, through the tranny. Cleans all the goop out, but the pan's off, so all that stuff gets into the drain pan, and they throw all that away. Now we have a transmission torque converter, transmission valve body, etc., lines and coolers that are all fresh and clean, Crystal, and then they can put brand new fluid in, and you're good to go. 110,000 miles, you're due for a front brake job. Serpentine belt, you're due there. You're due for a fuel filter also. Now, some of them do not have a fuel filter. You have a inline fuel filter. Some do not have that. So when you go and ask them for that, they may say, oh, you don't have one. Where the fuel filter is a sock, we call it, a sock that's on the bottom of the electric fuel pump module in the fuel tank. Do not worry about it. Yay, you don't have to spend any money, see. You did the battery, you said, and you need to do lube oil filter. Don't forget about the air filter. Make sure that that's good. Make sure the guys have done that when they change the oil for you. Oh, my goodness, I'm just, right off the tip of my tongue, there's just a few things you need to do and replace. And the thing is, I want you to look at the tires, too, at 110,000 miles. You probably have the original tires on it. See how they're wearing. Truthfully, you're probably pretty close to Jeep Wranglers. Depends on how much off-roading you've been doing. The shocks are probably needing to be done, too, believe it or not. And I want you to, how do you tell? Just bounce it. Just get you and your friends just bouncing on the front bumper, back bumper. If it keeps bouncing, you need shocks. And that keeps the tires from, lasting longer if you do new shocks on it. And these type of things, and of course, to scan it, have someone scan it, even though the engine light is off, have them do a full scan on the engine, transmission, and the SRS, and the ABS. Those letters, anti-lock brake system, and the SRS is your airbag system. Even though the light's not on, I still want you to scan it. And hopefully that'll take care of you. And I do appreciate it. Crystal, send me a email or I can send you a gift packet. And I'm just trying to, here, let's see, what can we send you on a Jeep? I do actually have a really neat, I'm going to call it a coaster, paperweight coaster for your desk. It has a Jeep on it. And it's really cool. We'll send that to you out with along with McGuire's and Mother's and all the other goodies we got in there, wash drops, etc. Keep that Jeep Wrangler clean inside and outside. Email again here. Send me an address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thanks, Crystal.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
This week the word is imagine. Imagine that. Yes, dream. Dream it. Imagine it in your garage. Believe in it. This year is a new year for that new or new to you used automobile. Treat yourself. Even if it's time to do like Crystal did, put the money in the repairs to make it new to you. Imagine a new drive. Imagine no breakdowns. Imagine it. Thanks for being with me this week here on Auto World. It's a pleasure to have you with me. And remember a couple things, of course. One thing is I want you to drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
Production.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.